Music, and they'll be playing Bach's Art of Fugue in a new instrumental arrangement by Esfahani himself, and you can hear that live here on Radio 3 at 3 o'clock. This is BBC Radio 3 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and also online. The time's 1 o'clock, time for the news with David Cornett.
Dairy farmers say they'll blockade two more milk processing plants tomorrow, following protests overnight in Worcestershire and Derbyshire. They're angry that large milk processors such as Robert Wiseman Dairies have cut the market price for milk. Many farmers say that when the prices come in at the start of next month, they'll have to sell their milk at a loss. Ministers will meet dairy farmers on Monday. Police in the US state of Colorado plan to search the booby-trapped home of a man who shot dead 12 people at a cinema yesterday. James Holmes, who's 24, was arrested after opening fire during the new Batman film in the town of Aurora. A candlelit vigil has been held in Denver. There's been more fierce fighting between government troops and rebel forces in Syria, including in the capital, Damascus. One of the main opposition groups, the Muslim Brotherhood, says the state's authority is collapsing in many areas. A senior manager has resigned from the G4S Olympic security team in Scotland, saying he felt the situation was becoming intolerable because of the crisis over recruiting staff. The manager, who's not been named, held an overview role, looking after security at Hampden Park and team hotels. Strathclyde Police have now taken control of security at Scottish Olympic venues. A 14-year-old boy has died after a boating accident off the Isle of Wight. The teenager, who's from Surrey, was sailing on a rigid inflatable boat. The Japanese government has launched an inquiry after it emerged that staff working for a construction company at the Fukushima nuclear plant were told to disguise their exposure to radiation so that they could continue working at the facility. The plant went into meltdown last year after an earthquake and tsunami hit the country. And the weather, after this morning's fine start in Northern Ireland and Western Scotland, it'll cloud over, with light rain arriving later. Elsewhere, it'll be generally drier and sunnier than of late, and feel warm with very little wind. There'll be some isolated light showers, though, mainly in eastern parts. BBC News and weather at approaching 3 minutes past one.
With David Cornett. Now, the Early Music Show, and the first of this weekend's broadcasts from this year's York Early Music Festival, presented by Catherine Bott.
Just as you begin to think there's no more early music to be discovered, along comes something completely new from an unusual location. The Swedish group Ensemble Viancico, 8 singers and 4 instrumentalists, specialise in the Baroque repertoire of the Nordic countries and Latin America. And at the 2012 York Early Music Festival, they gave us a programme of sacred songs and dances from Ecuador. Ensemble Villancico with Oi Nuestra Reina, Hail Queen of Heaven, an anonymous hymn to the Virgin from the Codex Ibarra, which spent more than 300 years slumbering unseen in a cloister in the town of Ibarra in the small South American Republic of Ecuador, which lies, if you're looking at a map, near the top of the continent on the left, bordered by Colombia to the north, Peru to the south and east, and the Pacific Ocean to the west. In today's early music show, highlights from a concert of Ecuadorian Baroque music performed by Ensemble Villancico in the 2012 York Early Music Festival. Most of the repertoire was by unknown local composers, with lyrics written by the nuns of the Conceptionist Cloister in Ibarra. It was composed to be sung at church feasts and nativity plays, so songs about running to see the baby Jesus in the stable crop up a lot. Among the performing lineup in the Sir Jack Lyons Hall at York University was a graceful pair of Baroque dancers, alas, not possible to show on radio. Our next music from Ensemble Villancico begins with a communion song, followed by a song of rejoicing for the Holy Infant, and then some music for dancing.
Six months later,
Music from Ecuador, played and sung by the Swedish Ensemble Villancico. The group's director, Peter Pontvik, grew up in another Spanish-speaking South American country, Uruguay, and has never lost his affection for the whole continent. When we talked after the rehearsal, I asked him about how he came to discover this neglected Ecuadorian repertoire.
Well, it was in 2006. I was in Ecuador and visiting the country and hoping to find music from the colonial period. Until then, we did know music from Baroque times in Latin America, from Bolivia, from Mexico, from Peru, but not from Ecuador. And I said it must be something in Ecuador. After only a week, a local musicologist helped me to find a collection of sacred music from a town called Ibarra from the 1680s.
Where would it have been performed in the 1680s? Was this music just for church? Most of the texts of the pieces in your concert are sacred. They're often about going to see baby Jesus.
Yeah.
So were they all for church?
Yes, everything is about Jesus because and the Virgin Mary, because the Catholic Church had a very dominant position and all music was for liturgical use. That means that I was not interested in other not sacred music. That's why we have the possibility today to perform this. But I would say this is a very special style because they have influences from the Indian traditions, from the African slaves, and of course the European. And that's why this interesting mix are giving something very special with the Latin American Baroque music.
Cantar, a cantar.
More pieces from Ecuador, three songs which encourage everyone to worship the newborn Jesus, and an anonymous piece for harpsichord, Sad Melody for a Prayer. All the music in today's programme is listed on the Early Music Shows page of the Radio 3 website. The Codex Ibarra is the principal source for the music in this concert from York, but it's not the only one. I asked Peter Pontvik about the Ecuadorian manuscripts he'd investigated. There is another collection that you're drawing on for this concert, which has got a slightly more folk music feeling. Tell me about this other collection.
Yes, the other collection was probably used as a Christmas play. Perhaps children's was representing different persons from the Christmas story, you know, the shepherds and the Virgin Mary and a little shepherdess. And even there we can find this interesting mix of Indian and African influences. We are finding songs with text and an African-Spanish mix, and also in the Quechua language, what was the official language of the Inca Indian people.
Now the two collections, the Codex Ibarra and the Collection
Ascensio Pauta. This is a bit later, this is probably from the 18th century, this is the Ascensio Pauta.
What do you get to look at when you look at these manuscripts? Are they very clear to read?
No, it's a very hard work to arrive to this point that we can perform it for the modern public today, because the scores mostly were separate voices, and if you are missing one of them, you have only a half piece to perform. So if you have, for example, 7 of 8 voices, you probably will compose yourself the 8th one.
And also, of course, you get to choose who plays what. I mean, you add some percussion.
Exactly. I mean, there are only vocal music. We can find that there are small notations about any instrument used, organ or chirimia.
Chirimia, a sort of shepherd's shawm.
Yeah, a sort of shawm, I would say, yes. But anyway, your fantasy and knowledge about what was used at this time in this place give you the possibility to have a very lively and colorful interpretation of the music. And that's the most important thing for the public today, I think.
You're listening to The Early Music Show with me, Catherine Bott, and highlights from a programme of newly discovered Baroque music from Ecuador, performed at the 2012 York Early Music Festival by Ensemble Villancico.
Thank you. porte source. Connellacci, ai, Jesus, Jesus.
Escuchemos las gaitas. Thank you.
two songs to the infant Jesus. First, from a shepherdess written in the Quechua Indian language, then the song of an African who, in an Afro-Spanish dialect, urges all black people to sing and play flutes and shawms, rattles and bells. Finally, a sequence of dances, marionas, gaitas y zarambeques. Highlights from a concert of Ecuadorian Baroque music performed by Ensemble Villancico. We're going to end today's programme of highlights from their York concert with a substantial sequence of music from Ecuador, which, as Peter Pontific writes in the festival brochure, includes so many contrasting elements. Dance music meets sacred Christian traditions, native languages meet Spanish local dialects, and African rhythms and Indian folk melodies meet European Renaissance and Baroque traditions. Ensemble Villancico perform an 18th century dance, Baile de Chimo, a song which compares God the Saviour to a clock that never goes wrong, and finally another procession of the faithful to Bethlehem, singing Tambalagumba, Our Lord is Born.
Thank you.
Ensemble Villancico. And to end their concert in the 2012 York Early Music Festival, a devotional encore from an Ecuadorian nativity play, the anonymous Serenissima Una Noche.
Music from Ecuador, performed by the Swedish group Ensemble Villancico at the 2012 York Early Music Festival. Today's Early Music Show was presented by Catherine Bott and produced in Salford by Chris Wines. In tomorrow's programme, further highlights from the York Early Music Festival when Floralegium and Ashley Solomon present a selection of Baroque music from Bolivia. Well, looking ahead to tonight's prom, Daniel Barenboim and the West Eastern Divan Orchestra will be continuing their Beethoven symphonies cycle. Tonight, the third and fourth symphonies, and between them, a work by Pierre Boulez for clarinet and electronics, Dialogue de l'ombre double. And you can hear that concert live here on Radio 3 at 7:30, the home of the BBC Proms. Now it's 2 o'clock and a new series of Proms chamber music for Saturday afternoons. Today's concert was first broadcast live last Monday lunchtime and is introduced by Clemency Burton-Hill.
A very warm welcome to Cadogan Hall in London, which for the next 8 weeks will be the home of Proms chamber music, with every note broadcast live on BBC Radio 3. Thoughts of love predominate today as we launch the Proms chamber music season with a real treasure trove of French art songs performed by one of Britain's most exceptional mezzo-sopranos, Alice Coote, and her longtime recital partner, Julius Drake. The luminous world of French melody sometimes lies rather neglected in the shadow of its mighty European cousin, the German Lied, but I will be having a chat with Alice later on to hear why she thinks they more than hold their own and why indeed they're so special. We'll shortly be hearing Fauré's earliest song cycle, Poème d'un jour, whose individual songs, Rencontre, Toujours and Adieu, represent three stages in a rather bittersweet love story. And after that, five further love songs of Fauré, beginning with the muted and twilight sensuality of En Sourdine, part of a cycle of Paul Verlaine poems that Fauré set after a trip to Venice. But first, to open today's recital, we begin with a footloose sliver of a waltz by Poulenc from his song group Banolité. And to perform Voyage à Paris, here are mezzo-soprano Alice Coote and pianist Julius Drake.